Okay. Now go to Lydia, the election update. We have, I think it's 10 minutes on this item, timekeeper. Yes, Lydia.
Yes. Okay. So yesterday I sent to Otis a statement by me to accompany Janet's breakdown of some of the write-in issues. I'm looking for it now. But anyway, it is posted on Pacifica.org. And I also sent him the audit and the motion and a certification from the secretary, since we have not passed the minute or when the audit was approved. And so those two things have been posted. Okay, so gosh, I don't know what I do with it. I'm looking in my sent folder. Anyway, so basically what I posted in the statement, as you can see, is that reassuring everybody that there was no decertification of the elections. I never thought there was. And explaining how in October when I spoke to Kenny, and in the real world, of course, when there are elections, the results are the people that are elected, not the people who are not elected, who are our alternates, which the bylaws call for. So that's like a bylaws requirement. So that's why Kenny initially only incorporated those write-ins that met the threshold of being elected. And so, you know, it's kind of hard to argue with that. But nevertheless, I did explain both to he and Lynn, of course, the necessity of having the alternate. So that's kind of where we are, that not all of the write-ins were incorporated, seemingly from Janet's report, in the election, so as to provide what I think will only be the alternates. But nevertheless, so that was, I think, an important thing, because there were no motions to decertify the elections. That was a total misrepresentation, I think, of even what the discussions were on the PNB. So moving forward, I think everybody understands that, because everybody's having their elections, and I don't think that there are any serious consequences to some of the stuff that was going on online. So that's one. I have spoken to Jonathan Alexander, because he, for other reasons, as we had discussed before, we have the server situation, longstanding server situation at the national office, and an arrangement with a subsidiary of RICO, who we're working with on that, and in fact have, I believe, a call tomorrow. And so this will necessitate Jonathan traveling to the national office, and while he is there, he can do whatever has to be done technically to put all of the data on the website. And then from that point on, I do have I tried leaving a voicemail, but anyway, I couldn't get through to Terry Goodman, who conducts our PMB elections. And what I had offered Terry, only because it was the amount suggested by Lynn Serpy after having spoken to Kenny, was if we paid Kenny an additional $1,500, which I agreed to, but then I think he did his amendment after that, and he never asked for an additional $1,500. So we ask a lot of Terry Goodman, and I suspect, you know, he would rerun this for nothing, but I'm not sure. I can't speak for Terry. I haven't spoken to him. I don't even know if he would want to do this, but I did send him an email. I think in view of the fact that I had offered Kenny Mostern $1,500, and given that Terry Goodman has run all of our PNB elections for such a long time for nothing, I would like to propose that I be given a budget of $1,500 for whoever I'm able to get to finish running it. But once it's on the website, of course, anyone can run it with Choice Plus Pro. It's an open source program. Having said that, we do actually need to have something that's official, and we have been, accepting Terry's rerun of it, and I don't know if we want to add other people, but of our PMB elections that we run online. So I would hope that someone would move something to that effect. But anyway, that's my recommendation for the solution for this. And then as far as like the other things, the secretary did ask all of the GMs for corroboration of the membership of the write-ins, because that had not been done by the NES. So there was one where it wasn't a paid membership out of WPFW, but I think there's reason to believe that that was someone who had put in the supervised requisite hours. And that is now someone who is seated, a write-in candidate who is seated on the WPFW LSC. So that may have been corroborated in some other manner. But regardless, these are certified elections. So that's about it.
Okay, we'll take questions let's try to do the action items, what the executive director requested at the end. But let's try to get questions out of the way.
Chair, this is Janet. May I just clarify some things that Lydia was saying?
Yes.
About the right. It's very possible that on the disk itself or True Ballot might have the list of people, of voters, you know, who was sent a ballot, and all those people are members. So that corroboration could be made if that, you know, I was not able to find something like that. So just for your information, we might even have it on the disk.
Okay, we're taking a stack of questions. We have Bill, and then who else ever? Yes, Bill.
Okay, thanks. Two-part question first. So did I understand correctly, then you'll get Jonathan to upload all the files, including the ballot images and all the individual ballot information and all that to some websites where it's accessible to the public. And then the second part question, I don't have any objections to paying Terry or whoever you can get to do that, but it seems like we need to pay True Ballot and Lynn Serpy for their overdue amount that I think you told us a month or two ago you agreed should be paid.
So the question is, has
that been paid?
True Ballot has been paid in full, and now that Efren returned yesterday, I'm trying to sort out Lynn's invoices, because every time I ask about the balance of one invoice, I'm getting information about later invoices that were paid, so I don't know what was applied and misapplied, but that should be resolved in very short order. But True Ballot is completely paid.
And uploading the files?
Jonathan and I had that discussion. So he will be in the office, and he said as long as he's there, that's what he can untangle all of that and get it up so that everyone can see. That's the whole point of Grace's motion, as I recall, and that I totally support. And then we can move forward. But if there's a motion about Terry Goodman, I would need a specific motion, either Terry or whoever, because he hasn't agreed to this. I couldn't get a hold of him.
Okay. Anyone else for questions on this matter?
Janet, point of information about the process?
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Well, can I make a motion, or is this just questions, and when could I make a motion if?
We're taking questions now, and then we're going to come back to action items. We want to get questions out of the way. Anybody else have a question?
Okay. This is Jim.
Yes, Jim.
Are we satisfied that our election supervisor did what she was supposed to do, everything that she had to do to make this, to complete this election?
No.
It's not.
Okay, so may I comment?
Yes.
Okay. So I do not believe that I think everything up to a point was meticulous. I mean, I'm not talking about her judgment calls and so on and so forth. I'm just saying in terms of getting this done on very short notice, very short order, she delivered an election in time. Having said that, It was incomplete in the sense that, you know, that of course these write-ins were not corroborated as to whether they were memberships from what we can tell, and that they were not incorporated as I had had conversations with her for the reasons that I did. And that was late in the game. That was when I saw the results, and that for the first time, this was the first time that a balloting company did not provide the alternates for us per the bylaws. Having said that, then when you go back and you scrutinize both Terry's input and the bylaws, and plus she wrote me then long after that.
Excuse me, what time for this item? I'm sorry, Lydia.
Is there a motion to extend time for this item?
Yes,
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Second.
It's been recommended to extend this item 5 minutes. Is there any objection? Okay, without objection. Lydia, you were pleading your...
Yes,
Jose Luis, point of personal privilege.
What's your personal privilege? Yes, Jose.
I have to get off the phone. Good luck, you all.
All right.
So after that, after that conversation, long after, actually, that conversation, she also wrote me that the write-in balloting was not in the bylaws. Of course, as we know, what is in the bylaws is that all of our rankings and everything have to be part of the election. So that's open to interpretation. But the important thing was, of course, write-ins were on the ballot and on the election's website. So that was obvious that that's what we were offering. Personally, I don't think we should have write-ins because we run across this at every election, but not to this degree. There were 52 write-ins at WPFW. And the problem with write-ins is what we're running into now. You don't know if they're members at the time. They don't go through the statement process. They don't go through the application process. And the listeners do not get to hear their advocacy for themselves or you know, or others or whatever on air. So, I personally, that would be my personal recommendation that we not have it. It delays the elections every time or the results. But that's an aside. That was something that she pointed out. In relation to the balloting and so forth, I have found that every election we find new things that we need to be addressing, and this time we have the luxury of more time. Last time it was very compressed because of the back-to-back elections, but you know, we have this whole year, and I really hope that the board fill in the blanks. So if we want write-ins, let's put that somewhere, whether it's the bylaws or in the procedures for the elections. If we want the balloting company to post all of the paper ballots as simply voting did, and if we want Choice Plus Pro, that needs to be incorporated into that section that talked about STB. What we describe in the bylaws for STB is Choice Plus Pro. It's like we had Choice Plus Pro and then we described it in the bylaws. So that needs to be in there so there's no ambiguity. That's what we ran into with Simply Voting. And with Simply Voting, for example, Michael Novick and I were given 3-year terms. Had that been run with Simply Voting, we knew that we could have made a fuss. We elected not to. But that's neither here nor there. The point is that there are gaps both in process and in our bylaws, but in particularly process and policy that need to be filled in. If this is what we want, then that's what we have to have. Also, if we want a particular type of contract, and this is my long way of getting back to whether we the payment of SERPY, I have a signed contract with her for X number of hours, which she definitely fulfilled. I'm not quibbling about that. I think she should be paid, but you know, as long as we understand that there were things we weren't pleased with or were not satisfied with, not displeased, whatever. But the point is on us to start correcting things so that the next person that has to hire an NES, by the way, she was the only applicant, so you know, you may not have much of a choice. It was also the only balloting company that was willing to do it that I could find. So it may have been also because they were all busy with the elections this year. But nevertheless, we really need to rethink things. We may want to, I think, rethink the whole thing with the elections. Maybe have local elections by local election supervisors and visible to everybody who's voting and counting and the whole thing. I don't know. Somebody has to figure that out. But there are gaps in our policies and gaps in the bylaws as well. And there you go. And so we deviated from practice in the past two elections.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
Yeah, I have a question. Specifically, in the case of KPFT, we have one of our members, staff members, that was the one that got most votes, and it's not there with a runner-up. That's why I'm thinking, you know, something is really wrong. We cannot disenfranchise, you know, the voters that vote for him. But do you think that this will be solved with the rerun? And if it's like that?
Yes, I think so. I think as I understand it, was just a posting problem to the website. But since the whole thing will be rerun and what was originally certified will show up as well. And again, the certification is not going to change. But so it will be self-evident, and that will be posted. And I think I can just also ask Lynn to correct it, because I'm sure it was an oversight.
To do the right thing
again.
That's correct.
Okay. Right.
Chair, this is Janet. I would like to move to extend so that I can make my motion.
Okay, we can extend and deal with the action items on this. How much time? Janet?
If it's only mine, then 5 minutes. Mine would be the $1,500.
All right, 5 minutes. Is there an objection to extending this item 5 minutes? Okay, we're extended 5 minutes. Yes, Janet.
Okay, so I move that the PNB approves $1,500 in the PNB budget for the IED to pay someone to rerun the 2016 election with all valid write-ins disaggregated. And I'm sending it now.
Is there a second to that?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again, sorry.
Was that the second?
Yeah.
Jim seconded. I'd like to hear it again.
One second. Move that the PNB approve $1,500 in the PNB budget for the IED to pay someone to rerun the 2016.
Your phone number will be back to you. Thank you.
To pay someone to rerun the 2016 election with all valid write-ins disaggregated.
Okay, any discussion on this item?
Serene, I have an amendment. I'm working on it if you want to let someone else speak.
Any further discussion on this item?
Yes, this is Grace.
And Michael.
Grace and Michael, yes. Grace.
I'd like to say that the recount should not be done until all the files are made public.
May I respond?
So we can add to that motion somewhere in the sentence, after all the files, the election files have been made public.
This is Lydia.
All the ballots are made public.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, you want to quickly respond?
Yeah, that was already passed by the PMB in your previous motion, Grace. So, and that's what I explained, that the steps are, first, Jonathan is going to go to the national office with the disk, and everything is going to be posted and made public first. And then we will have someone run the elections, and that was already incorporated in your previous motion, which I agree with.
Point of privilege.
What's your privilege?
Jonathan Alexander is asking to be called back.
I'm back. Thank you.
Again.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt to reiterate, but I'm just saying it's already, I don't know how Robert falls on that. It's already been passed.
Okay. Michael, you're next.
Yes, I'm submitting an amendment to change the language that says to rerun the 2016 election to say to recount the 2016 election ballots.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Second. Chair, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
Is that an amendment or a substitute?
He said amendment.
It's an amendment.
An amendment. Okay, is there any objection to that amendment?
Well, this is Bill, a question.
What's your question, Bill?
The issue is de-aggregation. You have to do that before you rerun it, or it doesn't make any sense, right?
Correct.
Isn't that... Does the motion need to say something about that?
Yeah, isn't that already in the
motion? We're only speaking about Michael's amendment. That's the only thing that's on the question now, on the table. Do you have objection to Michael's amendment?
No.
Okay, is there any objection to Michael's amendment? Okay, without objection, Michael, could you submit that in writing, if you haven't already done that?
He did.
The next person we have on stack was Serene.
Okay, so my amendment, which would come after the first paragraph with Michael's correction, reads, and if the station's results are different, local elections for officers and directors shall be redone.
What does that mean? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
This is Lydia.
Jan Goodman, point of information.
Did you submit that in writing, Serene, and is there a second to that?
I did.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Who is that?
You see a second.
Okay, and who is that had a question about this? Was that?
Jan Goodman.
And yes, Lydia.
Jan. What's your question, Jan?
My question is,
what time?
Does this mean that if the fifth alternate down changes place with the third alternate down, that we have to rerun the elections? Is that what this
means? No.
It's a question because
May I respond to...
First, we got to get an extension of time to discuss that. Is there a request?
Would you extend 3 minutes?
Is there an objection to extending 3 minutes? Without objection, yes. What's your response, Serene?
No, if the elected persons change, obviously the runners-up are not yet seated. We would just go with whatever when those vacancies are needed. We would use the recount list.
Okay, I think Lydia, do you
understand them, Jan?
Yeah.
Lydia?
Yeah. As I said, I am accepting the certified results from this election. And that would, I am not contesting anybody who has been seated. What I had said, the statement is on the website, is that what I had said is what I said last week. That if it turns out that let's say the last place person on the elected list, turns out to be a fraction of a vote off or something like that, then I would leave it up to that person to decide whether they stay on or, whether they would like to, give up their seat for the alternate that should have been elected. But there are certified elections now, and I think that that's a done deal. And then it would be up to the individual. But that's it.
I'm sorry.
So if this motion is challenging that, then I would object, but I'm not on the board.
I have a question, please. Well, I haven't had a chance to motivate.
But we don't have enough time. If anybody else wants to speak to this, though, we're going to run out of time.
What are you saying?
We only got 3 minutes. Everybody wants to speak about this. You can't take up the entire time on it.
What are you talking about? I have not had an opportunity to speak
about
it.
But, Serene, if we can, we'll put you on the stack. Well, we've got Bill who wants to speak, and if anybody else, then we'll put you back on the stack. Yes,
Other
Bill.
Other people get to speak to my motion before I can motivate it?
Okay, Bill, and then we go to Serene.
Chair, point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
So Robert's rule says that the maker of the motion has the right to speak first.
We've heard Serene speak on this, Janet. So we don't have a limited amount of time.
We didn't.
To get everybody else in.
I did not speak on the motion.
Okay, we're
going
to go to Bill, and then we're going to go to Serene. She can speak on it. Okay, Bill.
Well, it just seems like the amendment is ambiguous. I mean, if the results are different, just like Lydia was pointing out, if it's the third or fifth runner-up, it wouldn't affect the people already elected. There's no point in redoing them. And I don't want, some excuse to just redoing the elections, even if it won't make any difference. So there's no qualification in there about only redoing them if it would make a difference in who's elected. So I don't understand why we need this amendment.
Okay, Serene.
Well, as I said to Jen, when I say station results, I mean, in terms of those who were elected. The runners-up list is not yet in place, so that will not be an issue. We will have those results to work with. But I completely object to paying $1,500 so we can get the correct results. This is not a recount or redone of anything. This is counting the ballots as they were sent in by the members. And I object to spending $1,500 and then giving individuals the discretion to decide whether or not they want to obey, the dictate of the vote. That's burning money. It's throwing away money.
Okay, anybody else?
We're at time.
How are we in time?
We're at time. Okay.
Yes,
the first issue we had with amendment we had was Serene's amendment. We're going to have to vote on that. Does everybody understand what Serene's amendment was? Do you need to have it reread?
I'm not clear. Jan Goodman.
Okay. Could you restate what your amendment is, Serene?
May I ask a question to clarify it?
Who is that?
This is Jan.
Yes. What's your question?
So my question is this, are we somehow going to be dealing with this election that's already been certified? Is this going to, are we possibly undoing it? It's a question.
Serene, you want to address that and then state what your amendment is?
Okay, I spent it already. I can't access it right at the moment. But the votes are in. We're not adding ballots. We're not subtracting ballots, although there are places where we should. But we're not doing that. We're simply saying the ballots were handled properly. We're now going to have those ballots rerun, and we're going to have the intended results, the results that are based on the actual ballots that were submitted. And we need to follow those results. Otherwise, why are we wasting time and energy creating a list and then giving people a choice of whether or not, they want to follow through with what the voters said?
Okay, Serene, what is your amendment?
I just hit send. I can't see it. Can someone read it?
Chair, I can.
And that was the state.
Thank
you, Janet.
And that if the station's results are different, local elections for officers and directors shall be redone.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this amendment?
Yes, Aaron.
Pass. I have a point of information.
Yes, Ms. Adam, what's your question?
So there's another email that has the same words, but in terms of elected persons, is that the amendment we're voting on?
Yes. Is that the one Jan Serene just sent out from Serene?
Yes. Jan did not.
Okay, can you?
I don't think Jan said that part.
No, this is the point. Janet didn't read it just now.
I did.
So which one would be the exact writing?
Janet, could you reread the amendment that Serene sent out so that everybody can understand what they're voting on, the amendment.
Okay, but
okay. The thing is that Serene now sent a second one, so I was reading the initial amendment.
The initial one that was sufficiently confusing to two people that we heard
right.
the question
well,
twice.
I'm sorry. You know, I don't, you know, what...
Okay, just read what you have. We shouldn't have two different amendments with different language. It should be one.
Right. So which one? Is it the one that she originally sent, or the second one that she
sent a couple
of minutes ago?
Let's hear the second one.
And that if the station's results in terms of elected persons are different, local elections for officers and directors shall be redone.
Okay, that's what the amendment is. Could you now call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Fuentes? Oh, he's gone. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn passes. Novick.
Pass. Somebody just got dropped off the call, and I have to figure out who.
Novick passes. Nwangaza?
That's who got dropped off the call. I'm calling her back.
Okay. Patel Adams?
A point of order. Point of order.
Who is that?
9018627.
What's your point of order?
This board cannot decide to decertify an election that's already been certified.
Mr. Jay,
Grace, you cannot make that point of order now. We're taking a vote now.
Well, I just want to tell you, this is really out of order. It violates the bylaws.
Okay, Grace, we can't take that point of order now. You should have raised it when the motion was put on the floor. But we're in the vote now. Okay. Could you continue the roll? Madam Secretary.
Right. So is Mangaza on the call now?
9018627.
Patel Adams.
Yes.
Can't you? Yes. Pinchback. Oh, I'm sorry. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer. Can't hear you. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shabata?
Yes.
Would you repeat?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn
abstain. 9018627.
Coburn had passed and abstains. Novick, you passed.
No.
No. Nwangaza, is she on the call? Michael?
No, she's not. I keep getting voicemail.
All right. And Sawyer, one more time. Sawyer? Okay, one moment. I have 8 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 8 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay, do you have, what's the original motion as amendment that we're going to vote on now?
No, there's another amendment.
Which one was?
Michael's.
I thought we voted on his out of section, but Michael, what was your amendment?
No.
There was no objection to Michael.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Read the motion as amended so everybody can understand what they're voting on.
Point of order. Sawyer is back on the call. Didn't have an opportunity to vote.
Well, the vote's done for this amendment.
Unfortunately, the vote is done. We can't redo it once the once there's an announcement for the vote. We really can't redo it. But we're gonna. You can vote on the a motion as amended. That's what we're going on now. So, Janet.
Point of order, Jan Goodman.
Yes. What's your point of order?
My point of order is that this motion violates our bylaws.
Mrs. Lewis, I have to leave the meeting.
The election has been certified. The PNB has no role in saying whether a certified election is whether election is certified or not certified, and this motion is out of order.
Well, like I said, that should have been brought up when the motion was debated and on the floor. We're out of time and we're going to the vote now, but that should have been brought up when the motion was really brought up during the debate time. So now, Janet, could you reread the motion as amended?
Yes. Move that the PNB approves $1,500 in the PNB, I'm sorry, in the PNO budget for the IED to pay someone to recount the 2016 election ballots with all valid write-ins disaggregated. And that if, I'm sorry, and that if the station's results in terms of elected persons are different, local elections for officers and directors shall be redone.
Okay, everybody understands that motion? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. One second. Okay, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
This is against the bylaws. No. How long can you drag this out?
Don't comment. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnaves. Kesnaves. Can't hear you. Crozier.
No.
I don't hear.
Okay, Kesney votes yes. Crozier votes no. Goodman.
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Sorry?
Goodman votes yes.
Yes. Coburn passes. Novick.
Pass.
Pass. Nwangaza.
Not on the
Can't
call.
Hear you. Patel Adams.
Yeah.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer. Oh, he's gone. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn passed. I abstain. Novick. You passed.
Abstain.
Sorry. Abstain.
Abstain.
Novick abstains.
Can we have the results?
I think Afi is on the call.
Nwangaza, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm going to change my vote to no. This is Michael.
From abstain to no.
Yeah.
Okay, I have 8 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 8 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, okay. So I take it from that, and by the way, I would assume that would be an up to $1,500. Obviously, if it's less, it'll be less. I'll take that as a go. As you can see from the statement that I asked to be posted on the Pacifica National Board, that I consider the elections to have been certified, and I do feel obliged to adhere to the bylaws, and I'm not on the board. I would have voted no on that last amendment, however, and so I will keep supporting the certified elections, albeit, as I state in my statement and with Kenny Mostern's explanation and differentiation and all of the and what I explained before, is that I consider that the people who have been seated to have been elected, period.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, orders of the day.
We're out of time for this meeting unless someone wants to extend the meeting.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that the next item in the agenda is the $2,000 that I don't know how much I'm being accused. I'm asking for at least a 5 minutes extension because we are not even at the time, but a 5 minute extension. We need the $2,000 budget. We need the personal committee, the $2,000 budget approval, because we are being accused that we are not, we don't want to elect a CFO or an ED. Please give me 5 minutes and I approve the motion from the personal committee. Thank you.
Okay, there's been a request. There's been a request to extend 5 minutes. Was there a second to that?
Robert, second.
Okay, is there any objection to
amendment?
Who is that?
Yeah, I object, and we need a whole lot more than 5 minutes to cover this adequately.
Okay, point of order.
Michael,
are you saying something?
I'm trying to be recognized to extend for half an hour.
Okay, there's been an amendment to extend for half an hour. Is there a second to that?
I have a point of information.
What's your question?
Can we rearrange the agenda, or is it simply 30 minutes on the agenda as is?
We can only rearrange with two-thirds votes. The agenda is what it is, unless there's two-thirds votes to change it. But the amendment has been extend 30 minutes. There was a second to it. So now we'll go.
Second.
Is there an objection to extending for 30 minutes?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending this meeting 30 minutes?
Is there an objection? I have a question.
Serene, I heard this is not a debatable item. We heard your question. Now you have another question. You're turning it into a debate. Are you objecting to 30 minutes?
I have a question.
Serene, I asked you, answered your question.
This is Lydia. I'm leaving the call.
Obviously, if you answered my question, I would not continue to say I have
Serene,
a question.
Serene, what is your question?
If it's the same question.
What is your question?
The next agenda items have no time that I can see. So what does a 30-minute extension mean when we're looking at three items with no time?
Time should be on the agenda.
Okay, well, I'm not seeing it. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, are you objecting to the 30 minutes, or else we'll go to the vote?
I'm objecting to 30 minutes for items
Madam,
that have no time limit.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on extending the meeting for 30 minutes? Janet? Hello? Michael, is Janet on the call?
Sorry, I was on mute. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
Pass.
Pass. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes, Brown. Can't hear you. Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Longaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sawyer is not on the call anymore. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
No.
No. Alexander, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Brown didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment. I have six yes, six no, two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting, so this fails, needs two-thirds.
Okay. We're out of time, unless there's another motion.
No, sorry. There was a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
There was, yeah, that's right, I'm sorry. The next motion we had was 5 minutes on the table. Okay, is there objection to extending this meeting 5 minutes?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on 5 minutes?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Castanet? Sorry?
Yes.
Brown votes yes. Castanet?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Okay. I have nine yes, three no, two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting, so this passes.
Okay. Who is that?
Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Do we still have a meeting scheduled for the 17th?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
Do we still have a meeting scheduled for Tuesday the 17th?
Yes.
Yes, the board voted on it, so it's still on the calendar.
Mr. Chair, can we start with before we consume the 5 minutes?
Well, we only have 5 minutes. The time is for, we
That's
voted
why.
For 5 minutes, so we'll have to deal with all this in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Request for information.
The motion is...
I call the orders of the day.
Personnel committee. Oh. It's a unanimous motion from the personnel committee that requests the PNB authorize a $2,000 budget for posting the CFO job listing ads.
Okay, are we taking a stack on that?
Bill.
Although, yes. Bill.
May I
what Mike was trying to raise, but I guess you're moving on to the personnel issue. But who is on the stack? Bill?
May I motivate the motion, sir, or not?
What's your motivation? Yes.
Okay. The request for the $2,000 budget for posting the CFO job listing ad is in the agenda in the last 3 or 4 months. I asked for authorization in writing, and Bill was one of the person that voted against. And yesterday in my LSB, they accused me to be in the chair of the personal committee and not posting the CFO ad, and people don't want to vote for this budget. Please vote for that. Jan, you were with us. Please vote for that. Thank you.
Bill, you were next on the stack.
Thank you. Well, there were several reasons why I didn't want to just rubber stamp that without having a discussion. And one of the main things is that I don't understand why there's this rush to hire a CFO and we don't even have an ED. Lydia told us almost a year ago that she didn't want to be ED. She wanted to be interim. She wanted us to get going on an ED hire. I haven't seen any action from the Personnel Committee on that. It seems like that's a higher priority.
Point of order.
I mean, Lydia does not have time. And so I'm speaking to this motion. I think we need to first do an ED search.
Hold on. What's your point of order? Adriana.
We are talking about the motion that is there, and the member is saying something that is not true.
Well, Adriana,
if he doesn't listen to the personal committee, it's his problem.
He's giving his reasons for why I guess he's opposing that motion. So he has every right
point
to get...
Point of order.
And Serene, what's your point of order?
Okay. The motion on the floor is authorizing a relatively small budget amount for the posting of a job. The personnel committee has reported to the PNB what it was working on, and members could have tried to change what...
But, Serene, what is your point of order? You're debating that. What is your point of order, Serene?
This is a ridiculously broad, baseless complaint about what he thinks a committee's priority should be when the PNB has already voted on what the committee is supposed to be doing.
He has every right to give his reasons why he's opposing the motion.
Course.
That's not out of order for him to do that. Okay.
Can I continue?
Yes.
Chair,
okay,
this
is the first time we've had a motion come up.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
How much time is left of the 5 minutes?
1 minute and 35 seconds.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, well, thank you. This is the first time they've had a motion come out of the committee, so I'm not sure how we would have debated it if we didn't have an emotion. But it just seems like the priorities are backwards, and we should be looking for a new ED. Lydia told us that, as I was saying, almost a year ago, that's what we should be doing. And instead, for some reason, we're trying to get a CFO hired. I think we should get an ED first and let the ED help pick the new CFO instead of the other way around. It just seems backwards to me.
Janet to the stack.
Yes, Janet.
Well, people have been talking about the financial crisis and the finances and the finances and the finances. Aside from the fact that, yes, the personnel committee has been tasked with hiring a CFO and an ED and has prioritized hiring a CFO over an ED because we are in financial straits. So I don't understand what the complaint is that an ED should be hired before a CFO. I don't think so.
Okay, timekeeper, where are we with time?
Jan Goodman for the stack.
We got to see where we are with time. Venetia?
She say time.
We have like 8 seconds, so we're pretty much at time.
Okay, we're pretty much at time unless there's
I move to extend for 1 minute so Jan can speak.
Is there an objection to extending for 1 minute so Jan can speak? Okay, without objection, we extend it 1 minute. Yes, Jan Goodman.
I move to amend this to make it $4,000 to include advertising for an executive director also, so we don't have to go through this to advertise for an executive director.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to amend it to for $4,000?
Yes.
With executive, to include executive director?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that? Okay, no discussion. So, find
out if there's any objections.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
There's an objection. So we're going to call the roll on the First Amendment to amend the 4,000. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Must be muted again.
Hello? Janet?
Yes, sorry, I was muted again. Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Can't hear you, Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, I'm sorry. Sorden?
No.
No. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Brown didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I have 12 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Okay, this passes, this amendment. Okay.
And now we'll go to the, any objection to the full motion as amended? Any objection to the motion as amended to, what was it, 4,000?
4,000.
Yes.
So is there any objection to that? Okay, no objection. So it's amended. So I think we're out of time, but we're out of time for this meeting, but I think Michael raised the issue about dealing with whether or not we're going to go forward with the Finance Committee meeting. I don't know if you want to extend time to deal with that, but that's up to you all. Michael?
Well, no, we scheduled a special budget meeting, so if we're going ahead with it, we're going ahead with it.
Okay.
But we just
now, point of information?
What's your question? Remember, we're out of time then. What's your question, Janet?
Yes. So I thought that I heard the chair say a special Finance Committee meeting. I think you meant PNB meeting, is that correct?
Yes. He said finance, not finance committee.
Okay.
I heard
request for information.
He didn't say there was
only one more question. We're out of time. I'm afraid this meeting will be adjourned. Yes, Bill, what's your question?
Well, isn't the finance committee the also meeting then? And I thought they needed to, don't they need to finish revising the budgets before we vote on them? Were there amendments they needed to make or something?
And a point of information, Jan Goodman.
Okay, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to end the meeting unless somebody extend this meeting, but we're out of time.
Okay, a motion to extend for 3 minutes. Jan Goodman.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this meeting 3 minutes? Without objection, I think I heard, what was that, Bill, you had a question, and then I guess, Michael, you want to address that?
And Jan Goodman had a point of information.
Yeah, the PNB voted at its last meeting to schedule a special budget meeting and asked for the Finance Committee to forward the consolidated budget document by close of business Friday. As I explained in my email, we do not yet have a consolidated budget for the entire all seven units. I did forward the ones that have been approved with certain provisos up to this point by the Finance Committee. So we can discuss that at the special budget meeting, but we don't have the consolidated budget for all 7 units yet.
Okay, yes. Was that Jan? Who was that that had the question after that?
Jan.
Yes, Jan.
So my question was, if we had the information that we predicated this meeting on, we predicated the meeting on if we had the information by close of business Friday, and since, and I just heard from Michael that we don't have that information and won't have it by Friday, so therefore I think that our...
We won't have it.
Okay, let's let her finish. Could you finish your point, Janet?
There, Jan.
Jan.
Therefore, it seems to me my point of information is, what is the result now that the predication of the meeting was that we should have this information first? Does that mean that we're just not going to have the meeting, which seems logical? But I'm asking you as chair.
Well, I'll have to go back and look at the language. If that's what the language said, then that means we'd have to cancel a meeting unless you're making a motion to cancel a meeting. But I don't know what the exact language of the motion was when we set the meeting.
The language was very similar to if we have that we were setting this meeting if we have this information by closing
the
point of information, please.
Let me ask the secretary. Janet, do you have the language of what we voted on, the contingencies of that meeting, so that we'll know?
If you give me a moment, I'm looking.
And while we're waiting, Green, what is your question?
Okay, well, I was going to ask Janet for the motion because I don't recall the board charging the National Finance Committee with anything. I do remember conversation about the fact that the controller was on vacation and would not be back until a certain point and would not be able to provide us with information, and that was the whole reasoning around the date that was chosen. So there are budgets that are ready for the board to look at, and I don't understand why we would. It's not as though we could possibly deal with all the budgets in a 3-hour meeting anyway, or at least I think I don't see any reason to cancel the meeting on the 17th.
What time?
Chair, may I just read what the motion was?
Yes, could you read that motion?
So the original was moved that the PNB meet on Thursday, January 12th, to focus on review and consideration of budgets for fiscal year 2014, and that was amended.
2017.
Let her read the motion.
The amendment on having a special meeting to consider the fiscal year 2017 Pacifica budget by changing the date to January 17th, 2017, and by adding at the end, providing that all draft budgets be considered and their supporting documents be sent to the PNB at least 4 days before the meeting by 5 p.m. on January 13th, 2017.
So that's the language. We're out of time. So that's the language. So we'll have to get all that in within four days of that. If we don't get it within 4 days, then we won't have the meeting.
We just heard Jan Goodman. Can I be recognized?
Yes.
We just heard that those documents, and I'm not charging the Finance Committee with a lack, just so everybody knows. But we don't have those documents, and we've been told that we're not going to have those documents.
That's not true.
Oh, okay. Well,
as the motion said, if we don't get them within 4 days, then the meeting is not going to happen. That's what the motion said.
So that's by 5 o'clock tomorrow. So either we have them in our thing and we'll have the meeting, or we won't have them by 5 o'clock tomorrow. And
exactly.
So we'll see. But okay. We're out of time, and this meeting is concluded.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you all for your service.
Thank you, Chair. You've been a good chair.
Thank you.
Good night.